So the Rangers hit like a zillion home runs this weekend or
something. Yeah, lots of them got a sweep over those gnarly Red Sox.
Three down, 159 to go.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Got it. Yeah. Keep us posted on that,
will you? You betcha.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah. Okay.
I'll remember you come September.
Yeah. I know.
That's right. Yeah.
How you like me now, Mr. Playoff Race?
There you go.
How them Stros doing?
Yeah. Cliff Lee sitting at home going, dang.
Yeah. God, they can't be good without me.
Yeah.
No, Cliff Lee's sitting at home taking a money back.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have to worry about that. And so I guess, the Aggies will be playing like a home team there in Indianapolis.
Notre
Damians will probably come over there in droves.
Yeah, they probably will now, you know, those who, you know, but they can get off work there in South Bend, right?
Well, the game's at night, so they can probably handle that. Anyway,
But that's okay. That hadn't bothered the Aggies so far this year.
Yep.
So.
We'll talk to Gary Blair about 7:45 this morning. And,
yep.
If he's gotten any sleep.
What do you think?
Yeah. So it's always neat when you can take a business and combine another business with it, you know, in other words, like all-in-one shopping. And so I found out.
Oh, sure, like Bucky's with their outdoor store.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, but also if you can put both kinds of businesses in the name together, that can help. And I can remember driving to northeastern Oklahoma a few years ago, up near Red River.
On purpose too.
Yeah, on purpose. Up near Red River County there, you know.
Yeah. Salute.
And I'm in the middle of nowhere, and I think I was already up into Oklahoma. But they had
Did it suck? Because if it did, you were in Oklahoma.
Yeah. The road gets bumpy instantly,
Did you immediately have a longing to go home if you were in Oklahoma?
Really? Well, it's a stupid thing for Oklahoma. They ought to make their road, when it butts up to Texas, just as good as the Texas road. Otherwise,
it
would smack of effort.
Yeah, probably would.
Well, you know, that river's always narky looking anyway.
Oh, you can say that again.
This place was a garage / used tire / body, a beauty shop.
Oh, beauty shop. I was going to say body shop.
I was, but I was wrong. It's a beauty shop, used tires, and a garage all in one, which is, you know, that's kind of neat.
Sheer genius, actually.
Sheer.
Yeah. See, you hear what I did there?
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Because that way you could go in and you could take Mama,
to
get her hair did.
In her pickup truck.
Yeah. And while Mama's getting her hair did, that's right. You take the truck over there, and you just push your cat back and chat for a while with Bobby Jack while he checks your oil and rotates the tires.
Of course, yeah. Well, so I think that's what's happened in Waco.
Really?
Yeah, I believe they've taken
which is our own version of Oklahoma in Texas,
you're right,
you.
Could be. They've taken a burger place and I believe combined it with a garden store.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. The name of it is Fat Ho Burgers. So I'm figuring that's what that is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant owner, that's 23-year-old Lakita Evans, tells the Houston Chronicle, it's not calling people a ho. Huh. It's just like they say, ho, that's big.
Oh, of course that's what it means.
Big. Oh, yeah.
That was the genesis of it all.
Uh-huh. Yes. further justifying the name, Lakita says, look what's going on in Japan. It's like, all right, stay with me here.
Let me sit down. Okay. Now draw the conclusion, Lakita. By the way, I love your Lakita. Hotel chain.
Lakita, really. This is going to be politically incorrect, Lakita.
Yeah.
No
look
matter how you do it.
What's going on in Japan?
Yeah.
It's clear this world is not going to get any better. Why cry and be depressed? The economy is bad. Somebody got to keep a sense of humor around here.
Well, she's got a point.
She does.
I don't know that her example was the best choice, but she has a point.
There's the menus on the item would be the sloppy ho brisket and the super dupa fly ho with cheese. No idea.
Do you have to say it like that when you order? I have a feeling they'd ask you to leave.
They might. The restaurant is not such a big hit, however. With the owners and volunteers at the nearby Gospel Cafe and Bookstore.
Another interesting combination.
I would think so. I believe that they probably ask you to wash up before you go into the bookstore.
I was going
to
say, I mean, do you
look at the books first and then eat on the way out?
Well, or do you borrow a book while you eat?
Well, see, that probably wouldn't end.
Yeah,
well.
you get ketchup
and grease thumbprints on the pages.
On the Bible.
Well, that may not be the Bible. It could be some other kind of book.
Said Gospels. That's just where it went.
Yeah, that's where I'd go. Yeah. You know?
Gospel doesn't exactly connote Paula Deen or something.
Well, it gospel according to calories. But, I mean, for instance, if you wanted a hymnal so you could have one at home, you might pick that up there. Anyway.
I bet Chase has one.
What's that?
A hymnal at home.
I got a hymnal at home.
I got about three of them.
There you go. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. One, two, three.
Yeah. That's like a textbook for Chase. Yeah.
They said they wished that other place was a little more holy.
Info.
Mason.
It's punny.
You know it.
It's punny Monday. Yeah.
Oh, we need to punish Scott for that.
Yeah. As you see, we could take a dead horse
and whip it for a long time.
Drag it all over the room.
Yeah, now we're running late.
Looking for great value? Subway restaurants have it. Make your everyday value sub a fresh value meal for only $5. Choose from one of many tasty subs. Veggie Delight, Meatball Marinara, Black Forest Ham, Spicy Italian, Cold Cut Combo, or BLT. Add chips and a 21-ounce drink to make it a fresh value meal for only $5. At Subway restaurants, we believe everyone can use great value. That's why we have the everyday value menu. For a limited time only, additional charge for extras excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
April is looking doubly delicious at Subway, because the double bacon, egg, and cheese is the next featured $5 footlong of the month. Double up with two times the crispy bacon and plenty of meltrageous cheese on toasty flatbread or your favorite freshly baked bread. The double bacon, egg, and cheese is great for breakfast, and it's available all day. In April only, it joins our many $5 footlong favorites. So come get yours today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax, limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska, Hawaii. Additional charge.
Hey, go 619 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is April the 4th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Let's start off with Maya Angelou, the author and the poet, turns 83 years old today. Actor Craig T. Nelson, coach.
Oh,
yeah,
driven here,
been here racing them race cars. Yeah, indeed. He's 67 years old today. Actress Christine Lottie from Chicago Hope and a lot of other things is 61 years old today. One of the Gatlin brothers, Steve Gatlin, I think he's the tall one. He's 60 years old today. And writer-producer David E. Kelly, who's really, really rich.
Yeah.
And married to a good-looking woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he is that.
Yeah, is 55.
Is it Michelle Pfeiffer he's married to?
Yeah. His latest is called Harry's Law.
Uh-huh.
Stars Kathy Bates.
Oh, yeah, I've heard good things about this.
Really, we enjoy this show. Yeah, it's a little bit offbeat. And again, as David Kelly, he makes you laugh and tugs at your heartstrings on the next line. It's an okay show. All right.
There you go. And Robert Downey Jr. Birthday is today.
He's really? Talking about reinventing yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. 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 He went from out to in pretty much, right?
He wasn't worth putting out if he's on fire a few years ago.
He's 46 years old. Nancy McKeon, The Facts of Life. She played Joe on The Facts of Life, you might recall, is 45 years old today. A magician, David Blaine, who escapes from blocks of ice and stuff like that, is 38 years old today. Jamie Lynn Spears.
Who is she?
That's Britney's sister.
That's Britney's sister who got knocked up a few years ago.
Yeah.
She was still a teenager.
Yeah. All right. There we go then.
Yeah, but she's a good old 20 years old.
All grown up.
That Spears family, once again, it proves you can take them girls out the trailer park, but you ain't going to take trailer park out them girls.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, everybody in the trailer parks, thank you for that.
Well, if the slipper fits,
that's
Cinderella.
Yeah, take it off and whack your kid in the back of the head with it.
Well, and when I said slipper, I meant one of fuzzy ones, too.
Yeah, I think.
You're on a roll today.
Oh, yeah.
By the way.
It's called the voice of experience, my friend.
I tried.
Oh, you lived in a trailer a lot growing up?
Lived in one in college. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, no, that's different, though.
Well, was it a single wide?
Yeah.
You're the type of people who bring the neighborhood down if you live
in
college.
I know. Yeah. Oh, gosh, him.
Was it a half wide?
Out there in his web chair drinking beer, waiting for the sun to go down, smoking. Puts the cigarettes out on the ground right next to him.
Well, there was a beer can beside me.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Go for that every once in a while.
That's all I got, actually, of people I've heard of.
Well, you know, today is World Rat Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Today is Laugh at Work Day.
I'd like to think we celebrate that just about every day.
We do. And And today is Hug a Newsman Day.
Well, start with somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, depending on who you're talking to.
Keep your hands. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Unless you're, you know, on the cute side.
There you go. Yeah.